Hello guys, welcome to Dudes with Hobbies. We're in a special case today because we've got the fucking coronavirus everywhere, and we'll be discussing how it impacted our lives and what you guys can do to improve your lives.
Anyways, as the hobbies?
As the hobbies, of course.
So you get corona as a hobbies?
Just go out and infect people. Virus. No, be smarter home. Than this.
Jeez. Well, again, shit. I'm Miguel.
I'm Keith.
No, I'm Artem, and we got hobbies, guys.
Or so we think so.
Or we hope so.
Yeah, no. I mean, for you guys, because like for
what
me
mean,
this
for you
week,
guys, Miguel, you're in California. Tell us, how is the situation impacting
you? Yeah,
it's
locked down over there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's straight up like, they don't want you to go outside. If you can avoid it at all, don't do it. Well, I'll start off with like the biggest issue that everyone has seen is just people buying everything from the grocery stores, from the department stores, things like that.
Dude, we have no meat here.
That's like exactly.
Like what the fuck, man?
That's so, not true. We got plenty of meat.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, your dick?
Not the edible kind.
Oh god, is this gonna be one of those hobbies? All right, fucking go, you bitch.
No.
Let's go to shit, bitch.
Okay. So, I mean, I would just say, you know, be mindful of what you're buying. Don't buy 3 pounds of chicken in like a day when you know you're not going to be able to freeze it or you're not going to be able to eat it. Just doesn't make sense. It seems a little bit silly and wasteful. That also goes to, you know, same thing with like toilet paper, you know, cleaning. So also, okay, I'm going to hit this before I forget it. Everyone wants to buy Purell. Can we please buy soap? Can we please buy anything else to like normally you would wash your hands and clean your hands? Don't go for the Purell, which is supposed to disinfect. If you're keeping yourself clean, I think that's fine. You don't have to like you don't grab rubbing alcohol when
you don't want to swim on alcohol like the
that's
whole time.
That, right, but like
you do.
There
actually.
Was a okay, so
dude, I just bought one bottle for my whole house, right?
Mm-hmm. And, guys, just buy more alcohol, like
and it's
actual
like,
alcohol.
It's like $3 the whole half for the whole year. Like
exactly.
I don't need anything else.
Exactly, because like I went to Target the other day, and I could walk down. I knew which aisle was the Clorox wipes aisle, all the disinfectants, because it was all clean. 2 hours after that, everything full of soap, everything to clean and you know keep yourself clean. It was fully stocked. I just don't understand. You're gonna, what's it called? When you're using
that's the fucking best part.
Yeah, like I'm like literally speechless. But anyways, use soap, things like that. You don't have to go specifically go for the Lysol that's supposed to kill 99%. Yeah, I'm sure it does. But the more that you put it on your hand, it cannot be good for you. So use other things. Guys.
The thing I don't get about is right.
Uh-huh.
So for the Lysol and stuff,
yes.
Normally you guys don't use it or what? Because I have that on my shipment for every mm-hmm. single like 3 months.
Okay.
So I use Amazon for my shipment, and then every 3 months they send me like 3 cases of Lysol and the spray and everything.
I think it just depends. Like
that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, that is. But like if I'm cleaning the bathroom like before the coronavirus, I would be using the Clorox wipes for like scrubbing things, and then if I needed to clean something else, it would be like a spray onto a paper towel.
Is this like before coronavirus we used to be a cleaning as hobbies? We clean bathroom with
I mean no
I'm just kidding.
So
you know what blows my mind actually with all this, it's like uh-huh. people buy all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's ever gonna actually clean it to the point that you need to clean it.
That's
you know?
That's the
like
thing.
Like there's like even if you go outside, right, and you like clean all this crap,
mm-hmm.
you're still gonna bring virus home, okay?
Absolutely.
Like, there is no way you're gonna clean everything to a point where you're like, all right, that's good enough, you know? Like, come on, let's be real here, all right? Nobody's ever gonna get rid of the entire thing as soon as you get home, okay? Because you're gonna touch something, like your phone or like, I don't know, something
unless,
else.
Unless your housing have bunch of black lights. And you put the some kind of powder on your hand before you go, so you know exactly what's wrong with your hands when you where you
yeah,
touch it.
Yeah, you're not gonna
that's
have black light.
No.
Yeah, but
you're not
I mean,
that crazy.
You're fucked.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a little extreme. But I mean, generally speaking, if you're washing your hands on a regular basis, not excessively, and maybe a hand sanitizer, if for example, it's on the go and you touch something like a door and you're like, oh, that felt weird. Yeah, at that point, hand sanitize. But it's preferably if you have like soap or go to any public bathroom or things like that you can just wash your hands like a normal person, do that. I think the hand sanitizer thing is for like quick, like you're in a rush and you need to, like whatever you just touched was disgusting and you need to just kill it with Lysol or with Purell or whatever it is.
Dude, wash your hand. To
Yeah,
be
that's what
honest,
I'm
that's the
saying.
best
Like,
way.
just wash your
20
hands.
second. Sing happy birthday. Sing what the
Yep,
hell you got
exactly.
on.
Sing a little
Cross your
happy song.
finger.
And don't touch your face. Please be mindful of touching your
I can't do
face.
that, man.
I know,
Like,
as I'm touching my face right now.
oh my
like
God, Miguel.
when I work, I just like instantly touch my face because you know it's like my thinking mode.
I
Like, I just
know.
pretend like I'm really wise, but I'm not. So I just
Oh
touch my hair like
no. I'm
that.
over here. I touch my hair. I touch my face. It's so bad. I need to stop. I did stop biting my nails. So that is a plus.
I
But
guess
I'm
that's a
working.
Cut your nails too, guys.
Yeah, do that, 'cause that's gross.
All right, so we need to move on from like the dark stuff. All right, we need to provide people with alternatives of what the fuck is going on. All right, guys. So
Absolutely.
we'll go in into the hobbies that you guys want to do. Miguel?
Okay, well, for me, it was kind of a busy week. I was moving from my previous house to a new house. So it was a lot of cleaning, a lot of packing, a lot of just kind of organizing, which definitely helped and made me think, if you're at home, I'm sure everybody has like a closet, everybody has a area in their home that they're like, wow, it would look better if I had the time to clean it. But because you're always so busy, you never do it. So maybe take this time to kind of sit down and tackle one of those little projects. If it involves the whole family, you could even make it a game. But do something to where it would benefit everyone and clean up the house. I for sure had a closet that was right by at the top of the stairs that we just kind of put everything. So it was like cleaning supplies, they went into towels, I went to like additional things that we would buy from like bulk items at Costco. So we had like toothpaste, mouthwash, things like that, like just random stuff. So I did tackle that closet, and it passed time. And also you're not always like sitting down or watching TV. It gets boring. I've watched
True.
so many seasons of shows that I've told myself I'm not gonna do because I don't have time. But now that you have time, you're gonna get tired of even watching that.
That's like day one after you
Exactly.
finish on the season.
And I
Exactly.
actually
So
join Miguel because in this aspect, you know, it's not like you can be productive, you know? You don't always have to just like keep watching shit. Like be productive, guys. Like find a way to like improve your house or, you know, your wife. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's also like communication. So if you have a big family, you just kind of have everyone sit down for like literally a few minutes. Be like, hey, should we clean something up? Should we reorganize to where it would make more sense? I mean, I'm sure families with like younger kids would appreciate having like a closet that's closest to the door, being a little bit more organized. I know like the entrance of the home sometimes with all the shoes, especially if you have dogs, like leashes and things like that, it's always going to get very busy and disorganized. So maybe just take this time to like make that into a little project and organize it.
That sounds nice, but what if I don't want to clean?
Exactly.
Like,
And that's the thing. If you don't want to clean, you could always, okay. So for example, if it's you and your wife, and you don't want to clean, maybe just find something that would help her organize something without cleaning. So maybe she wants to go through a closet and get rid of some of the old clothes. So
that's my
maybe,
wife every week, man.
well, then, I mean, there you go. Maybe do it a weekly thing. But there's always going to be something to where both parties are going to be able to help each other. Not necessarily cleaning, but just organizing. And it's always something to get yourself out of the couch or like laying in bed. So
That's like the day two advice. Like after day one, you finish on a TV show, you run, you
day
want to
one,
finish it.
24 hours straight.
2.5 hours straight, and then day two, you'd be like really bored. Let me clean and organize the house.
Oh, you
True.
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that.
And then another one that I tackled was my spice baking seasoning cupboard. I literally had so many different things and a few of them from doing this podcast, like additional baking stuff, that
Heck yeah.
we just needed to organize. So now moving into this bigger house, I have different drawers that I can now, organize better. I was also able to like wipe things down. I didn't realize like when I first used the coconut oil for my muffins, I had like left some on the side, so I went to touch it. That was gross. And at that point, I said, Lysol or like Purell, hand sanitizer. Because that was just, I don't even want to talk about it. But I mean, there's so many things that you can do. I'm not sure that those were the few things that kind of helped me, just because it would tie in to me moving, so it
So
benefited me.
in a way, Miguel, I was gonna ask you a question, right? So how does this like
Pandemic?
pandemic? Pandemic?
Pandemic?
Yeah, pandemic. I don't wanna take a picture anywhere. All right.
Yeah, no.
Pandemics affects you. Like is it affects you in a good way or affects you in a bad way? Or is up enough for you another way of doing hobbies that you don't know you want it?
Interesting. So I am lucky to say, very fortunate to say, that it hasn't affected me in a negative manner, just because I've still been able to work from home. I've haven't had the issue of running out of the normal things that I run out of. And maybe the worst that I could say is it's affected my like going to the gym, getting a good exercise. Just because I am used to doing certain things at the gym, I don't like running. So for me to go running outside, I just the idea, I don't even want to think about that.
That is affect me hard time, man.
Absolutely. Just
I
what,
love
running
running
outside?
outside. Yeah.
Get a
Dude, people are
treadmill.
still outside, man. People are still walking outside in group, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? Stay at home. After that, I just run inside. Can't deal with it.
Well, I think we're a bit luckier than, this, because in our in our area, what's going on is, even though like I don't think it affects us as much. So where me and Keith live, right? We live in like a suburb. So for us, it's a bit different than it is for like Miguel and stuff like that. We don't live next to like a major like a major city. So with us is
Are you sure?
yeah.
You know we live next to DC, right?
Well, I mean, but still, people aren't going to DC anymore because everyone's teleworking from home.
Do you
So
check the case from Virginia?
yeah, for the county, Loudoun County, there's only 20 cases so far.
That's bullshit. It's 43.
Is it?
Yeah, it's double.
We're fucked. But anyway, you guys want to figure out a way to like do stuff at home, okay? Like still exercise somehow. There's always stuff you can do. You can like pick up that, I don't know, like what I've been doing is I've been picking up like detergent and like the like anything that's heavy and like exercising your arms, exercising your back, exercising all this stuff, right? Like you don't want to just be at home and like not exercise. That's like a major no-no. Okay, you want to be prepared for the next wave and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's true too. It boosts your immune system, everything. And
Of course.
to offer my cases, right? Loudoun is right now is 54. And yeah, Fairfax is like 156.
Oh boy.
So it's keep increasing. The thing about this corona is like the dormant case is so long, 14 days, so you don't know which one have it. So in a sense, so people who go to grocery store, they have it and they don't know, they touch the food, it's touch what the fuck they want. Man, we gonna have big time, big time. So it's a dangerous thing, I think.
Do you, I mean, I read this little article going back to that food and grocery stores and things like that. This store threw away like $24,000 worth of food because somebody
35,000.
called.
Yeah, some bitch just trying to cuff on it.
Oh,
Like, what the fuck you want to
Jesus.
do, man?
Was that
Like,
something? I mean, I didn't read the whole article. I read most of it. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to read
bitch
this.
try posting on TikTok just to like scam people or some shit.
Did she? It was it kind of like how that one guy that licked the toilet seat and now has coronavirus?
Yeah.
You know what? I
That's
don't
been
even know.
everybody. Literally everyone that's ever licked a toilet is now has coronavirus. And I'm like, okay. Did you guys get what you want to happen,
Yeah,
or?
like, are you now famous? Are you happy? Do you have enough attention? I
I mean,
mean,
it's kind of funny.
but it just kind of sucks that they're, helping this disease spread. And I'm sure whenever this person went to go lick this toilet seat, they didn't go straight to the hospital. He must have gotten in contact with few other people.
Oh, damn, you're
potentially,
right.
you see
You're
what I'm
right.
saying? He was being
You're right.
selfish. But
Just
again,
do it for the fame, man. I don't get it.
the fame
I
of
don't.
oh, yikes. Sorry.
I feel like this is good, you know? Like, we need to clean up the earth, okay? There's too many people that are, you know, aren't needed. That's horrible.
The thing, Autumn, the thing is about it is like it doesn't kill the young people, right? It's kill the young people with the percent cases because if the doctor see a guy who's 60 years old and then the guy who only 20 years old, they're gonna save the 20 years old one and left the 60 years old because 60, what are you gonna do now? You see,
You'll
it kill
learn
a lot
an
of old
important
people,
lesson.
not the young. The young because the doctor tried to save the young first. So for me, it's not really cleaning the earth. It's more like, you know what, let wipe on this old fork with like on this wisdom and everything out and leave on young dumbass kids around. Maybe they're gonna do something fun.
Yeah, I mean,
Right.
okay, so on that note, I could see, that perspective. But again, also, if you're an old person, you already know you're at higher risk. So at that point, that's when you have to take additional measures. I'm saying like these old people that do not have younger kids or younger, they have to be isolated from them because no matter what, like you said, young kids are going to do stupid things. So they should already understand to distance themselves for their own safety. There was a photo, probably on Facebook or something, where it showed an elderly woman, like kind of holding through the window to the outside, and it was like her daughter or her younger, I don't know, person. But like they're definitely taking this isolation to the extreme because of their condition. Their state of body is just they cannot, risk any exposure, like you said, like these young kids. I wouldn't necessarily say it's all the young kids that are doing this or doing stupid shit on purpose. Yeah, it's probably a good chunk. Just like how you have the people in Miami that are still doing this whole spring break thing, or like people in Myrtle Beach that are still going out and getting super drunk, just like nothing's happening.
And the thing is, if the virus mutate, it can kill the young too.
Oh, yeah.
Cause this can kill as young as like 5 years old or 16 years old.
Oh,
Doesn't
yeah.
matter if you're healthy or underlining, they're gonna fuck you up. It's mutate. So.
Exactly. People need to take this seriously. But I do also agree that this is doing good for the earth, not in like killing people, but like the actual
They slow
atmosphere,
economies and
air.
climate change.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much good already coming from this. I just hope that it doesn't outweigh all the bad that's happening. So just, I'm sure there's
I mean,
some.
just stay home and do your hobbies. Like
Yeah.
Miguel say, clean your house, watch TV, read a
Yes.
book, maybe.
Listen
If
to a
you
book, and
paint
I
that
mean,
picture.
yeah, listen to a book. Paint picture in on
guys,
canvas or
well,
paper.
dudes with hobbies 2020
And
was
if you have to
painting.
go outside, just make sure you disinfect properly, okay? There's a lot of videos going outside, like going on YouTube, going in every major newscast or something like that show you how to properly clean your shit.
Oh,
So be
absolutely.
mindful of that too. Like, wash your hands, but like, can you actually do you understand how to properly wash your hands?
And exactly. You can't just keep putting what's it called?
Lysol?
Again, hand
Actually,
sanitizer. There you go.
hand
That's the
sanitizer. Like, you talk about it so much you forgot
Yeah,
about.
dude. Oh, I don't know why I take this so like personally. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like,
Because
yeah.
people like take on a hand sanitizer except the soap. The
Yeah,
soap
like
next to it's
wash
still
your
there. That
hands.
was like so funny.
Anyways, and then also another thing, I know a lot of people are, especially during this time, if you're really big into the whole rave scene, going out and listening to DJs, I think it was either this week or last week was should have been Ultra Music 2020. They came out with a Ultra Music like virtual tour sort of thing where you could watch your
Ooh.
DJs online and then just
Stream.
yeah. So a
Nice.
lot of people are
Dude, it's
trying
gonna
new
open a lot
different.
of industry, man.
Exactly. So just because you're stuck inside doesn't mean you could be bored. Well, maybe you didn't have the chance to go to Miami and, you know, stay there 3 weeks, because that could get expensive. Maybe just, I think it was like, I don't, it wasn't very expensive to purchase a ticket for this. And then you can just kind of listen to it. It's something different. Maybe it's not your scene, but, you know, it's something new. So I would definitely give that a try.
I mean, it changed a lot of things in a way of we work. Mm-hmm. So some of us can work from home, right? Like you did, Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
Does it change you about thinking of working, or is this make you get worse?
I think for me, as long as I'm able to, because like I'm a big gamer, as you guys know, I like to play video games. As long as I separate both areas, it's fine. But the issue comes when I have the same computer that I'm, or like maybe the same workstation that I play video games as the same workstation that I have for work. Because then at that point I'm like, oh, I don't want to be at work, I want to be playing. But if I completely separate it, and I mean, I understand that not many people are going to have the luxury of multiple rooms to set up different stations. But I have been a little bit fortunate to kind of be able to do that. So it has helped me. I would say I'm able to focus a lot more. You notice at work, people come by your desk, they ask questions, you ask questions, or like they just want to talk, they want to vent. It has increased my productivity, but maybe for like the people that don't know what they're doing or are newer at the job, it would probably hinder them because they aren't able to ask these questions as quickly as possible.
Why don't you just like call you? I mean, that's a phone number.
Well, absolutely. No. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, there's definitely ways to do it. It's just not as easy as if you were at a desk looking over your desk and asking a question.
True. And then you have to call your personal phone number. Exactly. What if the person trying to flirt with you? That's going to be awkward.
Well, that's...
Yeah, my wife's sitting next to me. Boys, what are you trying to do?
Oh, no. but yeah, that's kind of like... where I'm going with it. I think my work life has probably remained the same, if not improved a little bit. But like I said, I think just not being able to go to the gym, lift the weights like I normally can, has definitely taken me out of my routine. But I am still trying to do, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, the basics. I do have a pull-up bar that is outside, so I'm able to do, you know, things like that. But you just kind of have to make do. And then just kind of just go with it. You know, it's not ideal situations.
Well, what do you think how the people in your county or your state handle the lockdown? Because I think California do a lot different than our East Coast. Okay. East Coast, we have like, all right, shelter in place and stuff, but not a lot of people follow it.
So what we were told is so we can still go out to like grocery stores and buy things, but to not... go to work if you don't have to. If your job place allows you to work from home, to do so. But if you're not quote-unquote essential, and I'm sure you guys have seen the memes on Facebook and Instagram about being an essential employee, you just have to like follow these rules as best as possible. If you need to get food,
sucks, dude. I still have to come into work, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do what you have to do. Obviously, try to be smart about it. Obviously, try to think about others. Don't be selfish. Don't be like that one asshole that doesn't... Sorry for... Again, but... Wash your hands. Be considerate. Yeah,
you don't need to sorry for it. Business asshole.
Yeah, just... Don't certified. Be fucking cochinos. Like, Spanish for nasty. Just clean your hands. Stop touching your face, like Artem said. And everything will be fine. Eventually, this will be at a manageable... level, and then we'll be able to return back to normal. But until then, like, the longer we keep doing dumb things, the longer we're going to be in this quarantine.
True. So talk about hobbies. Let's come back to it.
Yes.
So we were about to do the next Canvas hobbies, but this is a special episode. So we're going to do a summarize of hobbies you can do at home. Why stay at home or work from home and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So for on our episode, like for almost 20 episodes already, so we did knitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did a painting. We did cooking. Cooking is kind of weird because cooking, we do baking once episode, cooking another episode. We did reading, right? Video games. And... picture you can stack picture inside too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Photography, calligraphy, mm-hmm. right? We did some things like that. So what's the best hobby you would choose right now to do?
So I think
for a week,
I would choose, actually, I don't think there's a best hobby. Mm-hmm. I would definitely recommend of switching things that you do, you know, like spend nice. Time with your favorite child, nice, you know, nice. Play games.
What the fuck? You have a favorite child?
Oh, don't tell them.
As people don't like to agree to this, you do have a favorite child, right?
Yeah, like when a Jimmy coming into the room, Jimmy, get out.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Bob right now.
Yeah, you're nothing compared to your sister. All right, leave.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, you know, like, make sure you alternate of what you're trying to do, okay? Because it's like, you're going to get bored, and you don't want to get bored.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
And I mean, you can read the book, like a really long book. I recommend The Wheel of Times.
Or the Bible.
Wow.
Or the Bible.
I was going to start off, well, how about first see what you have around the house to do, and then try to pick something that you normally don't. There's no point in trying to read a book if you don't have the book at home, okay? So, I mean, there's different ways for you to read a book. You can listen to it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can't knit if you don't have the equipment with you at home. So maybe try to find something at home that you're like, oh, wow, you know. Or maybe you live with your parents and they have something around the house where you're like, oh, wow, did you make this? Try to engage and, like, ask about things that you maybe never really thought to look at. If they have a painting up in the house, try to ask, you know, did someone paint this? You never know. Your parents might be very good at art, and you just never asked. So
yeah, or your parents just hate you and be like,
you're not their favorite.
Jimmy,
that's what it is.
Jimmy, you that bored?
Oh my
now you
God.
Asking about freaking painting on the house? You've been there for fucking 10 years. What's going on, man?
Oh my Lord,
bloody, yeah. That's fair.
That's me right now, actually. You know, with, like, that paintings that we did,
mm-hmm.
For one of our episodes, my family's now like, are you going to finish that painting? And I'm like, I will, you know, eventually. And they're like, oh my God,
when I'm good and ready. That?
Yeah. When the inspiration strikes me back again, you know.
No, I get
but
it.
Yeah.
Well, video games is one of the big part of our life, too. I think a lot of video games right now, they have, like, events. To get experience, so they make you stay inside more.
Yeah, would say, like, on what's it called, a few different like Netflix came out with new original shows to kind of encourage people to stay in.
Are we not going to talk about Pornhub's premium being free?
So I was, oh wait, so that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So you've been reaping the benefit from Corona, I see.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what you want to do in
I'm logging in right now.
What you want to do in this difficult, hard times, you know, it's like as many as people are dying, you want to be reproducing just as much.
So go ahead and can't all that die.
So you know what's the interesting facts mm-hmm. from China when we get back from the from the Corona thing?
Got way up.
No, the baby making way up and the divorce rate way up too.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So you want to make sure that you first make a baby and then you divorce.
Jesus Christ. No, don't do that.
Oh my God.
I mean, if it's, you know, anyways, we're not going to get to that. Back to hobbies.
Yes, back to hobbies.
I don't even know if like this, but this is something that people should do. If you have grandparents, older people, like how Keith was saying, you know, that they're definitely more at risk, don't go see them. But give them a freaking phone call. FaceTime them. Do Skype. They would love to see your faces. They would, I guarantee you, like 50% of these people have served in the military and they would love to tell your stories.
Damn, you're saying 50%?
Of the older people.
Half.
Yeah.
Of the older population. Yeah.
Yes, because
I don't think I want to talk about that.
There was a draft and they were forced into it. So I would say a high percentage, a good number. I don't want to say 50,
So there's a story of my grandpa.
Uh-huh.
He was a lieutenant for the Vietnam Republic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went to concentration camp because the communists take over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that story
ever again. No, but that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I'm sure your grandparents or whoever is telling you a story will tell you something that they remember good. Or even if it's something sad or maybe not the best to hear, let them talk about it. Maybe it's something that's weighing them down. Maybe it's something they need to get off their chest. So they can't really let these feelings go. If no one helps and
approach. Actually, that's a really good advice, right? Yeah. Call somebody that you want to catch up happen. And what I do for these hard time is just sit alone and do nothing.
Okay. Like,
literally nothing.
The best hobby of all, do nothing.
Yeah. Like, because I don't know. I just stare outside, look at the window. I look at the street and stuff. I was like, I cannot go outside. I can't do anything. I'm gonna just gonna sit here and drinking tea. That's it. But that's just one of the stays of my inside hobbies.
Okay.
The other hobbies I do.
I would say something similar to that. I like to stretch. So like I have a yoga mat next to my computer, and I mean, as anybody that sits in the chair for a long period of time, you're gonna feel like your body aches. You're always hunching. You're not at the best posture. So what I like to do is just kind of like lay down, do like some back stretches, leg stretches, lower back stretches to kind of like help improve your posture.
Your posture.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you literally have all the time to do this now. So just do
it. Take care of yourself. Like that's what we try to convey the message.
Clap, clap.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Have you ever have that water you thought you were going to drink, but you didn't? You know, drink that fucking water now. You got all the time in the world. Like, take little sips, you know?
Exactly.
You know what the best part? People clean that water bottle. And I was like, bitch, you don't have tap water or some shit? Come on now.
That's very true. But yeah, I think that's just kind of like a good way to use this additional time. I don't know. Like, I would just kind of focus on yourself.
Another way of not ruining hobbies... Or so to summarize what you say, Miguel. Mm-hmm. So another one hobby is connect with your relative or your close friend.
Absolutely.
To see how's they doing.
Oh yeah.
Like what we do right now, talking shit to each other. another way is doing like on this kind of hobby that you used to do but indoor, mm-hmm. like exercise, stretching back and try to focus. You know.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to lose that focus like of life. You cannot let this time define you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. I mean, the life still goes out.
Way on. The sun is still up. I'm serious.
The earth is still spinning. Days and nights still come. You know, you want to be prepared.
Exactly. I mean, what important is you? So you have to keep your bodies healthy. You have to keep your minds healthy. And that's it. That's all you're going to push through and get with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, look at I Am Legend, you know? What did he do every single day when he woke up? He fucking exercised, trained. You're supposed to come out here, like, buffer and healthier than you were before, you know? And then you could say, like, coronavirus, suck this, you know?
Yeah, it's gonna be funny. Like, as soon as you walk into your office, like, after a month, you'd be like, what the fuck? This guy just got jacked in a month. But, like, yeah, boy, I'm just here exercising some shit, no problem.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh well, not much about hobbies anymore. I mean, just spend your time, take care of your family, take care of your body, and do what you need to do, I guess.
What's important is take care of your wife, you know? She's an okay lady. There's a lot of memes actually going out, you know, like with the divorce rate going up and stuff like that. But like, they're also like, oh man, I've just spent like 4 hours talking to my wife, and I can tell you guys, like, she's an okay lady, you know? Like, it's so funny. You know, like, this is the time to do this kind of shit.
I think there was one that said, started talking to my wife, she and we are now friends, and I accidentally told her about my girlfriend. Wow. Jesus.
Oh my gosh, on this meme.
Yeah, you know,
that's what good about our generation, mm-hmm. making meme.
Exactly. Yeah. I know you've seen like people just kind of like FaceTime, not FaceTime, like it's a group chat where you can video with like 10 plus people. I mean, that's also something fun to do. Maybe you miss your family, maybe you miss your friends. Just do that, like set some time aside and like talk to each other, see each other. It might be a little bit of a breath of fresh air instead of just talking to them over the phone or just not talking to them at all. So there's always that.
Or is this like me? I was just home doing nothing.
That's okay too. You're being the most safe out of all of us.
Yeah, but there's only like a limit of how much you can do nothing at home, you know? Then you start going insane. You're like, okay, I got to do something.
No, absolutely.
But like one of the things
I think
this is a perfect opportunity for is to actually do that one thing that you've always been put off. You know, you've always been like, if I had more time, I would do this, you know? Like, for example, for me, I've always wanted to do a YouTube channel of playing Minecraft. I know, sounds ridiculous, you know? 27-year-old male doing YouTube for Minecraft, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the time for you guys to do this. Nice. So it's like, if you were like, well, I'll just wait until that certain thing happens, like I'm retired or whatever, to do that one thing, now is the time to do the one thing. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, it involves going outside and communicating with people. Please stop doing that. Do that. For God's sake, please stop doing that. All right?
If you have a girlfriend, stop talking to her girlfriend.
That's well, no. Keep talking to your girlfriend, but talk to her online, you know? Don't just keep talking to her randomly, all right?
I'm just fucking with you. I have no idea, guys. To be honest, at this state, I just help everybody stay healthy, mm-hmm. take care of themselves, and for others too. Just remember that. I know that you, some of us, like, you're very lucky to have a healthy body, but others don't. So, and this virus is scary, and it's a part of that you don't know if you have it for 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you get out and you guess with somebody, and somebody's too young, right? But somebody too young go down and get to their grandma, grandpa, whatever. Man, that's a big no-no. Because it's going to wreck them hard.
Oh, yeah.
So stay healthy, stay inside, stay positive, and stay productive.
Yep. And then that's just a quick little disclaimer. There is a YouTube channel called COVID-19 to just kind of spread information and help you better understand what's going on, things to prevent, things to do at home to manage. It's just something to look at. You know, I know there are certain people out there that are freaking out. They're like, we don't know what we can believe. But this from what I can see, they're only telling you facts. They're not telling you like this area has, you know, this many people who have it. They're just telling you what this disease does and what you can do to prevent it. So it might just be some kind of like like the way I'd see it, it's just like a Google for this COVID. It just helps you understand what's going on.
That is perfect, actually. Yeah. Talking about facts.
Yep, because
don't be panic.
I mean, if you turn the TV on and any sort of news, I'm not into politics at all, but I can tell certain news stations will only tell you certain information from their perspective. So I can only imagine what they're doing with this whole pandemic thing. Some people, and this is all just hypothesis, you know, I can't prove this, or, you know, it's just what I think. They're using this to, you know, have better chances on their platforms for getting elected into something, using this to benefit them in a way that would benefit their career. So finding like just raw information about what this pandemic is, like COVID-19, like what is it? Like, I think that's something good to look at instead of opening or turning on your TVs and going into the news. And then you're like, oh, there's 10 people in, let's say, you know, this state that have already died. And that's what you're going to be thinking. You're not going to be thinking like, well, what did these people do? How did they, you know, you're just going to see what the media wants you to see. And you're not going to have time for you to make your own, you know, judgment or your own, like, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but it's just good information to know.
Be well informed.
Exactly. Thank you.
With this.
Yeah. It's just
like, yeah, it's just to make sure, because of those facts, it's going to keep you stay on your feet mm-hmm. when you know you have somebody have it.
Just don't be smart panic about this. Exactly.
Never panic. Panic's never actually proof anything. It's just making worse because you don't have a clear head. Right. So I think Miguel got a good point of getting out some of the COVID-19 facts mm-hmm. on YouTube's mm-hmm. the channel. I think that's a very good channel, actually. I'm still looking at it because this is very new virus, mm-hmm. so they still have a lot of information actually coming out. The more coming out, the more you get more knowledge about it, the more less you You know the big thing about virus, you don't know about it. That's why you're afraid of it.
Exactly.
It's like an enemy, right? You know, the more you know about your enemy, the better you have chance of you to protect yourself and others. Yeah. Oh. Yep. That's it for me. And if you guys have anything, just here's the stay.
No? Stage, thank you. I'll just grab the mic and we'll
drop
the
mic.
Because we're still like.
Thank you for coming for my TED Talks.
about the virus. Like, let's be honest here, okay? You guys will probably be fine, all right? Like, just don't do anything dumb, all right? Don't like, pretend like everything's okay. It's not okay, but it will be okay as soon as we're done with this shit, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's till we pass.
Yeah, we'll be fine, all right? Humanity has survived through worse things than this, all right? We'll be okay. You just guys need to, you know, stay at home, wash your hands, clean about it, disinfect shit that needs to be disinfected, and everybody knows what needs to be disinfected, right? No one's like, well, I don't know if I should disinfect this. Yeah, you should, all right? As soon as there's a question of whether or not you should disinfect it, you should disinfect it, all right? There's no question regarding that. And just be safe.
The best part, like, we still complain about the virus when it's like centuries ago when they had the Black Death. Do you think medieval have TV to watch?
Nobody knew what was going on. One guy went to the village. He's like, yeah, guys, I'm fine. What's that thing on your neck? You know, it's like a thing going about, but it's nothing to worry about. And then, like, and the whole village gets fucking infected.
Yeah. So, like we have the internet, right? We have so much information coming in and know exactly what's going on. You guys shouldn't be panic. It's just right there.
Yeah, at this point, you know? I think it's just better to educate yourself. Like
exactly. It's so much better than the guy from go to the village and be like, yeah, boy, I'm good. And skip the whole village. Over. Yeah. At this state, I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be over sometime in a few months. But for now, you got to stay safe.
Absolutely.
You know? Yes, absolutely. All right.
Just look at this. Hold on. Sorry.
Final thoughts from Artem.
Yeah, final thoughts from Artem. The person that understands the most about this, not really, but it's like, this is just treat this as an opportunity, okay? I think the most important thing about all this stuff is your mindset, all right? And your mindset should be, okay, so I'm staying at home. This sucks. Of course it does. It sucks for everybody involved, all right? Because I am also going insane sitting in my home with my family, right? And I can't go outside for, you know, a lot because of reasons, but just treat this as an opportunity, okay? This is an opportunity for you to do the one thing that you've always wanted to do, all right? And you want to be productive. You want to keep your day as if it was normal. Just do shit around your house. You know what I'm talking about. There's always going to be things you need to do, all right? If there's like ever a thing that you need to fix, it's time to fix it. It's time to do stuff. And then as soon as you're done with all these things, there's always new things you need to do, okay? Because like if you own your home, or if you're living in a renting a place or something like that, there's always shit that's going to break down that you're like, all right, well, I wasn't going to do that now, you know, back then, but now I'm going to do it, all right? So just keep being productive. That's a really good way of not going absolutely batshit crazy, okay? Like that's how... This is an opportunity, a really good opportunity at that, okay?
Absolutely. And by that note, I always have one more thing to say, actually.
Oh, look at that.
Right?
The person keeps talking.
I just remember I'm Asian, and I think people should then discriminate against Asian American. Since we live in America, a lot of people just discriminate against them. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, please don't be an idiot that's like, oh, my God, that's an Asian person. They must have brought the coronavirus here. That's yikes. The dumbest thing a person can say. First of all, that's a Korean person, okay? They have nothing to do with coronavirus, right? Their country has been more efficient than anyone else in containing this shit, all right? So if you see a person and you're like, well, that's an Asian person, you should be like, fuck, I need to ask them how they did that. Like, what is...
What is the stuff that I can ignorant.
Take? 100% chance that I don't know what the fuck you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly, don't be.
Because they live in America, man.
Yikes.
They know what I'm saying. What's your secret? Well, I don't know. We just go and get some rice.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Artem. On that note, guys, thanks for listening.
That's exactly what I did. I go and get some rice.
See, I know my Asian. You go, come on, I'm Asian too, all right? I know what I'm saying.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I go raise some rice for 10 months straight. Hey, I have a big family. I'm not gonna like lie about it. Just to make sure there's no meat, and I'm gonna eat rice with salt.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but yeah, the isolation is different with discrimination, and don't get that mixed together.
Yeah. And for the love of God, please stop buying fucking toilet paper. You guys don't need that much toilet paper.
Get a fucking bidet, man.
Holy shit, there's a shower, okay? You guys have working water. You don't need a fucking toilet paper for like 16 years in advance, all right? Nobody shits that much.
Dipsy people you send back to medieval, they fucking die in a month. There's no toilet paper there. What you guys got? I don't know. Don't whore stuff, to be honest. There's nothing wrong with whoring stuff, but right now we whoring at like unbelievable amounts. Like every store I come by is doesn't have things that I actually need. You know what I mean?
I couldn't find toilet paper. I need toilet paper, okay? I'm in need. So what we had to buy is those like industrial toilet papers where it's like 6,000 sheets per toilet paper. And I'm like, who the fuck shits this much? Like, if you're gonna shit this much, okay, you need to go and like see a person about this. Like, that's not okay, all right? And then you're gonna be stuck in a fucking place that's got all these sick people, all right? And it's not good for you. Oh my God. Like, see, help. If you need this much toilet paper, that's not okay.
No,
it's okay, I guess. In a sense, it's gonna blow over, and it's gonna be a meme for toilet paper.
Yeah, you know, like in the Fallout games, they were always talking about how you're gonna trade like those bottle caps as currency. Yeah,
Fallouts.
Yeah, but now it actually turns out that it's actually gonna be fucking toilet paper. Like, come on, guys. Oh my God.
That's gonna be worth in gold.
Don't be the sheep, all right? Be the wolf. Don't do monkey see, monkey do action, okay? You guys will be okay. We're going to make through this. You know, even if, goddamn, this isn't as problematic as it actually seems. It's problematic because people are idiots, all right? When they're together and in their large groups, they're like, oh, why don't we go to that fucking thing that we've always wanted to go to, you know? Like, yeah, there's a coronavirus, but if I get it, I get it. Don't be that idiot, all right?
I get it.
Don't be an idiot, all right? Think for yourself. Think of the possibilities, the actions. Just sit down and think, all right, I go do this. What is this going to mean, all right? Be independent. Think. For God's sakes, think.
If they don't think it's okay, Darwin and Jim's going to get them.
Actually, I think we needed that because that removes a lot of idiots, you know? Like a lot of people that are like, oh, hey, you know, I'll just go to the spring break, you know? If I get it, I get it. And then they're a fucking ventilator taking space for someone else that actually needs this shit because they were idiots about it, you know?
Well, it's on them, dumbass.
Fair.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Yep, no.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. Stay safe, wash your hands, kiss your mom.
don't kiss your mom.
Unless she's in a different home, then don't kiss your mom.
Yeah, don't.
You know what? Don't kiss anybody. Don't hug anybody. Just don't touch. Just be normal self. Like, use yourself. You never touch anybody. Yes, that's right. That's you. Don't touch them.
Oh my God. Alright, bye guys.
Hey. Alright, thank you for listening, guys. Bye. Stay safe.
Peace.
Bye.